Last few days we've been talking about the Mishnah Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says Kol Sel Chotzer Shenofel Mechayven Osel Lefnoso Ad Arba Amos Bechaska Shenos Nach Yovi Raya Shalom Nosa. So four Amos and lower, we could be Mechayv him to rebuild, but he's Bechaska Shenos. We assume that both Shutvim gave to the Kosa. They paid for the Kosa. And we discussed what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, a whole back and forth in the Rishon. But then the Mishnah says, "May arba amos ulamalon ein mechayev noso." But more than four amos, we're not going to be mechayev. What's that talking about? So Tosfos explains, "Kegon diadina the kadam chad ba'atzel lechavei v'hayim esarev." Obviously, we're talking about a case where the toveya demanded payment from the nitba, from his shutuf, and the shutuf, the second shutuf, refused to pay. It must be some kind of a situation like that, because if not, then why should we trust the toveya? Why should we assume that the nitba didn't pay? Maybe they built it together. Maybe he built it by himself. Like, well, why should we assume that he didn't pay for it? Says Tosfos. The ain sarach lahamid b'sha'as achodis. It says Tosfos, because we're talking about a case where there are eidim that knew that he was toveya, so we don't have to be mamed b'sha'as achodis. A case where b'sha'as achodis. What's Tosfos assuming? If it's as achodis, so then it would be better, right? It solves the problem simply. If asa chazis, then we know that one of the shutvim made the wall. So, of course, now he's toveya from the other shutvim. The second shutvim can't say that he participated, he contributed, right? He's becheska shalom nasan, because the chazis is not in the right spot, right? Based on the gemara of Dalad and Beis, the chazis is on the outside of the wall. Right? So we assume that he can't be mekalifit without people knowing, can't scrape it off. Since the chazis is in a spot which identifies the first shutuf as the one who built the wall, so the second shutuf is not nemet to say that he didn't pay for the wall. So what is Tosfos grappling with? Tosfos seems to assume that it would be good if we could establish a mishnah b'sha'as chazis, but ain tzarach lahami b'sha'as chazis. Tosfos somehow prefers not to assume that it's b'sha'as chazis. That's what we mentioned, that Maran explains that it's better not to be mamid a mishnah b'sha'as chazis, because the text of the Mishnah is not mashma like that. If the Mishnah Daf Beis mentions the idea of chazis, and here it doesn't say anything about chazis, it's mashma that that's not the case. We're not talking about b'sha'as chazis. So it would seem, from that rendition of Tosfos, that it's not like Tosfos can't learn b'sha'as chazis. Maybe Taka chazis would have worked. It's just linguistically, textually, in the Mishnah, it's better not to be mamid b'sha'as chazis. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, maybe that's not such a sure thing. Maybe Tosfos can be mistopic b'das Tosfos. Does Tosfos hold that a chazis would take a work b'chotzer? It's just here, since the Mishnah doesn't mention it, so we're not going to establish the case to be talking about b'sha'as chazis. Or maybe Tosfos argues. Maybe Tosfos holds that chazis doesn't work by a chotzer. We had a major machlokas in the Rishonim about that. Rimagash says that chazis doesn't work on a chotzer, and the Rosh felt that it's a simen tov. Why shouldn't it work on a chotzer either? So that's the suffix that the Beis Yosef has. Which side is Tosfos taking? Is he just saying textually it doesn't make sense to be mamid the Mishnah to be talking about chazis? Or maybe even mitzad hadin it doesn't make sense to be mamid the chazis, because a chazis doesn't work in a chazis b'chalal? A suffix in Beis Yosef b'das Tosfos. Comes the Shita Mekobetzes and quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, no, we're talking about b'sha'as chazis. B'sha'as chazis. Must be b'sha'as chazis, and that's why he's Becheska Shalom Nasan. Because there's a raya that the other person, that the first Shutta, that the Toveh, was the one who made the Kosa. So at first glance, it would seem as though Rabbeinu Tam must hold that Chazis works in a Chatzah. If not, then how can it work over here? If Chazis doesn't work in Chatzah in general, so how can it work over here? So we mentioned that that's not so true. Nachlas David, Chazanish, both want to suggest maybe Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the Rimagash that a Chazis really doesn't work in a Chatzah. But he's not talking about a regular chatzah. He's talking about a kosa lamala midal and amas in a chatzah. Why do we assume that a chatzah doesn't work in a chatzah? So we said that there's an umdana demuchach, that since they can force each other to build a kosa together, so one wouldn't have built it by himself. So the fact that he has a chatzah, that's no raya that he built it by himself. Because there's an anan sadi that it didn't happen like that. Anan sadi that they both built it together. So chazis is not going to work in a chatzah. But l'mala midalat amas, there is no koach kfiya. There's no way that you can force the other individual to contribute. So if you can't force, then that umdana demuchach is no longer there. So if the umdana demuchach is no longer there, then there is a value to the chazis. There is a value to the chazis. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds that chazis doesn't work in a chazir in general. L'mata midalat amas. But l'mala midal, if you have the chazis on the kosel, so that chazis is not going to work for the chelik of the kosel l'mata midalat amas, because there's no umdana demuchach that because there is an umdana demuchach l'mata midalat amas that they can force each other to go to war. But l'mala midalat amas, since there's no umdana demuchach that he can force him, because he can't force him, so the chazis does work. Chazis will work. So this approach that the Nachas David suggests within Rabbeinu Tam, this can actually help answer another kasha. Rabbeinu Tam, again, learns that we're talking about b'sha'as ha'chazis. B'sha'as ha'chazis, and that's why l'mala midalat amas is b'chazka shelo nasa. So the problem is, if the Rabbeinu Tam holds the Mishnah is talking about b'sha'as ha'chazis, you can't say just the seif is talking about b'sha'as ha'chazis. The whole Mishnah must be talking b'sha'as ha'chazis. It's the same kosa, right? If you made a chazis on the kosa, so it's the kosa that's taller than four amas. So l'chora chazis, the chazis is on the whole kosa. So the kasha is if the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there's a chazis on this kosel, so then in the ratio also we're talking about b'sha'asa chazis. It's doch the zelba kosel. It's the same kosel. So if in the sefer we assume that he made a chazis, so it's the same kosel. So mistam in the ratio we're also talking about b'sha'asa chazis. So if b'sha'asa chazis, so why is he b'cheska shanasan in the ratio? The Reisha says, "Lamata midalat amas." The other shutav is becheska shenosan. The second shutav is becheska shenosan. If the Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that we're talking about b'sha'as ha'chazis, why is he becheska shenosan? If it's b'sha'as ha'chazis, so then we know that the first shutav made it. If the Toveya built this wall, so then the second shutav shouldn't be becheska shenosan, even in the Reisha. Stach pilek ployim. Rabbeinu Tam is shver. It works out very nicely, l'mala midalat amas, but the reisha is shver according to him. Because it's the same kosel, so if he made a chazis, then why does it only work for the chelik that's l'mala midalat amas, even the chelik l'mata midalat amas as well? If he made a chazis, we know that he built the wall. So if he built the wall, so then why is the second shutta b'cheska shenosan, it should be b'cheska shalonosan, because we know that the other guy built the wall. It's like there are edim over here. What's the Rabbeinu Tam talking about? But according to the Nachas David, it doesn't matter that the chazis is on the same wall. There's a reason why chazis works l'mala midalat amas. It works because you can't force the shutfim to build a kosel together. If chazis in chatzim, whether the chazis works in a chatzim is a function of whether you can force each other to build a wall, so there's a chilek between l'mata midalat amas as opposed to above dalat amas. So you could have a chazis on the same wall, but that chazis will work for a chelik of the wall, and it won't work for the other chelik of the wall. So the chelik l'mala midalat amas, since they can't force each other to build a wall, so the chazis works to prove that the Toveya is right, that he built the kosel by himself. But don't ask me why is the second shutta b'cheska shanasan in the reisha, but if the kosel was made with the chazis, doesn't that prove that the Toveya built the wall? The answer is absolutely not. It doesn't prove that he built the wall l'mata midalat amas, because there he could force the other guy. So if he could force the other guy, we assume that they built it together. We assume they built it together, and then he was magbia l'mala midalat amas, and he put a chazis there to prove that he built the chelik that's taller than dalat amas. But there's no shayla, there's no stira from reisha to seifa. You got to plug it in. Why does chazis work? Why does chazis not work? L'mata midalat amas doesn't work because umdana demuchach, that they built it together because they can force each other. So chazis is pasha not going to work in the ratio. Don't tell me it's becheska shenosan. No, it's becheskas chazis is going to work in the chazis is not going to work in the ratio because it's lamata midalat amas. So since they can force each other to build a wall, it's becheska shenosan. So becheska shenosan, of course chazis is not going to work. Lamala midalat amas, since they can't force each other, then it's becheska shalonosan, then chazis is not going to work. This is all Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Ramban, and he disagrees. The Ramban says that he thinks chazis doesn't work in the chatzir, even l'mala midalat amas. Again, the Beis Yosef had a suffix within Tosfos where the Chazus works in a Chatzah, in general. Right? He thought Tosfos was making just a general statement about Chazus and Chatzah. And he wasn't sure, right? Is Tosfos saying Chazus Taka doesn't work in Chatzah, like the Rimagash, or is he assuming, like the Rush, that Chazus really could work? It's just, it's not textually solid in the Mishnah to say that we're talking about Chazus. That's the Beis Yosef suffix within Tosfos. We didn't know how Tosfos went. Rabbeinu Tam says Chazus does work, but the Achronim are suggesting maybe he holds it works in a Chatzar only higher than Dalarans. Comes the Ramban and says no. It absolutely doesn't work in a Chatzar, Bein Lamatmi Dalaramas, Bein Lamalami Dalarans. Why? So the Ramban has two different points. Let's take a look at this Ramban. This is Ramban way back on that base. The Ramban is talking about Lefikach. You know, if the kosa falls down, the makam and the avonim are split. So in the midst of that whole discussion, he quotes the Rimagash, and then he says, V'im toma l'mala me'arba amos, hare en kofen zeze livnos, u'mibnei ma'en atom amino shakula shalo l'mala midalat amos, im lezeh chazes ve'en olazeh. If there is a chazes l'mala midalat amos, so why can't you believe him? Why do you say that a chazus doesn't work in a chazus? The Mishnah on that base implies that a chazus works in bikkur, but not in chazus. Effect the Ramban. Why is that true? Rebbe Gash says that a chazus doesn't work in a chazus, but l'malam idal ramas it should work. Says the Ramban. Zu ein sheli says I don't think this is a good shot. Shekevan shehamokom vehakosel ad chetzio shel shneim nimtza halom motzi meshus chaver odover hamuchzaklom. So first of all, Zokter Ramban, since Chazus doesn't work lamata midalat ames, there's a Chazus on this kosel. Right? If there were a Chazus on this kosel that's taller than dalat ames, but the Chazus doesn't work on the chelik of the kosel lamata midalat ames. That's a dover pashut, Zokter Ramban. Because since they can force each other to build a wall of Matavi Dalat Amos, we assume they did that. We assume that they contributed together, that they were Mishtatei. So in the Chaluk of the wall below Dalat Amos, we definitely assume that it belongs to both of them. We definitely assume this: the wall belongs to both of them. What do you want to say? That the Chazus works Lamalami Dalat Amos, so the Chaluk that's taller than Dalat Amos. Yeah, but once you assume that we have an assumption that the wall was built by both of them, Dr. Ramban, that assumption should continue. There's a certain muhzokus that's created, a certain assumed ownership that's created from the chelik of the kosel that we know they both built, that we assume the chazaka that they both built. Since they could force each other to build the wall, we assume that they did just that, right? That they built the wall together. So once we assume they built the wall together, now there's a muhzokus created in the wall that we assume that it's owned by both of them. So you want the Chazus L'malam Midalat Amos to be motzi from a muhzak. You want the Chazus L'malam Midalat Amos to say that the Toveya is right, that even if they contributed together, and the second Shutuf really does have a partial ownership in this wall, but not for the Chelet that's taller than Dalat Amos, Zok Ramban, you can't say that. Because once there's a muhzakus established in this wall, that the second Shutuf has an ownership in the wall, so now your chazus is coming to be motzi from that muhzak. Even though he's only muhzak in the chelik below dalat amos, but that's a muhzakus that creates a certain assumption of ownership in this wall. If they built lamata mi dalat amos, why should I assume that they didn't build taller than dalat amos? I mean, I could see a chelik, but the fact is he's a muhzak. So there is a suffix, but we always follow muhzak in the case of a suffix. So since there's a muhzak, you can't be motzi from that muhzakus without a raya gemura. Right, without Eidim, without some kind of Raya Gemura, Shtar, it's not enough just to have a Chazus. A Chazus is not a good enough Raya to be Motzi from a Muchzak, Zok the Ramban. So a Chazus L'mata Midalat Amos is not necessary. It's not even going to work, because since there's an Umdana Demura that they can force each other, and they probably did do that, so the Chazus is not going to work L'mata Midalat Amos. But L'mala Midalat Amos, Zok the Ramban, it can't work either, because a Chazus is not a Raya Brewer. It's not like Eidim. It's a Simin L'dover. It's a Raya Koldehu, but it's not a Raya Bru. So it's not a Raya Bru, it's not going to work to be Motzi from a Muchzak. And here there's a Muchzakos created, because there's an assumption that the Chelik of the wall, Lamata Midal Amos, was built by both. So once there's a Muchzakos created, then you can't be Motzi from that Muchzakos with just a Chazus, which is not a Raya Bru. This is point number one that the Rambam wants to suggest. That he says Chazir doesn't work in Chotzer neither for the Chelek below Dalai Lamas nor for the Chelek that's above Dalai Lamas. For Od, what's more, the Rambam says, Shlo Omru Chazis Lechatzi Kosa. There's no such idea as a Chazis Lechatzi Kosa. There's no Chazis for half a wall. Chazis either works for the whole wall or it doesn't work the Chlam. What's Rambam saying? What's the second point of the Ramban? The first point I hear. I'm not sure I hear completely. Right? There is a muchzokos created over here, but why can't I split the wall into two parts? The Ramban in his first shot is saying that you don't really split the wall. Once there's a muchzokos created in the kosel, so since the second part of the kosel is a chelik of the kosel, so that shame muchzok applies to the whole kosel, says the Ramban. And you can't use a chazos to be motzi from a muchzok because a chazos is not a raya brew, it's not like Aden. That's what the Ramban is suggesting in this first answer. Okay, I hear a little bit the svar. But what's the svar in the second point that the Ramban is making? Shalo omu chazis l'chatzi kosel. There's no halacha v'chazis l'chatzi kosel. What is this? Lachal moshmi sinai, there's no chazis l'chatzi kosel. What does that mean? There's no chazis l'chatzi kosel. So we had a similar idea. We had a similar idea that some of the Rishonim addressed the question that even if you'll tell me that a chazis doesn't work in a chatzir, but not all chatzeros are the same. There are some chatzeros where we can fathom that maybe a chazis should be able to work. Maybe the svara that we employed to explain what chazis should work in a chatzir, maybe that doesn't apply to every chatzim. Maybe there's some chatzeros that a chazis should work in. There are some chatzeros that what? That the svara that chazis doesn't work in a chatzir doesn't apply. What's the svara? What's the svara that chazis doesn't work in a chatzir? Again, we keep on saying the same thing.
He's able to force
them, right? Zokter Rimagash himself, right? I think we saw this piece in Rimagash B'Shaita. Zokter Rimagash, is every chatzah the same? Can you really force each other to build a kosel in the chatzah? That's what we keep on saying. Can you really force each other to build a kosel in the chatzah? I can give you a case where you can't force each other to build a kosel. What kind of chatzah is that? Eimod in Chalukah, exactly. Gvaldik. Zokter Rimagash. Where is this Rimagash? Dalit on the base. Yes. Afilu b'chotze shem bodin chaluk of lo nesratze ha'echot lachlok ela amunashi yivna ha'echot ha'kosu mishalo lo tiknu chachamim chazis. Zokteri magash, even chotze shem bodin chaluka, there's no takan of chazis. V'lesle takat el b'shtar. There's no chazis, you gotta do a shtar. But why? He says, the kevan de b'chotze shesh bodin chaluka lo hutzrachnu l'sake mishum chotze lo tzrachnu l'sake, come. The kevan the b'chotze sheyesh b'din chaluka lo tzrachnu l'sake. Chazal didn't have a need to be misake. This is the line of the Rimagash that confused the Rush. The Rush said, oh, there's no chazis and chazis because it's not necessary. But the Rush says, it might not be necessary, but it's a nice simon, so why shouldn't it work? No. He's saying Chazal didn't have the need to be misake. If yesh bo din chaluka, there's no need to be misaken. And in fact, it won't even work, he says, because since they can force each other to build a wall, it's not a raya. Mishum chotze she'ein bo din chaluka l'chud lo ovet takanta v'lo ma'adi chazis. Chazal are not going to be misaken chazis in one chotzer and not in a different chotzer. Either it's a takana for all chatzeros, or it's not a takana for any chatzeros. Even though technically, by chotze she'ein bo din chaluka, chazis would be a good simon. They can't force each other to build a wall. It would be a good simon. Right? It would be a good simon. Right? But it doesn't matter. We don't find a takana for one type of chazis and not for the other chazis. What's he saying? We don't find a takana. Chazal don't make a takana la chatzai. Either they're going to make a takana in chotzer, or they're not going to make a takana bichlal in chotzer. And if they can't make a takana for one type of chotzer, then Chazal are not going to make a takana for the other type of chotzer. So I think Efshe, maybe the Ramban is saying something similar. Shlo omru chazis l'chatzi kosel means that if you don't find that you can, that chazis is going to work for half of the kosel, so that's it. Chazal did not make a takana of chazis in a kosel. Either chazis works in a kosel, or it doesn't work in a kosel. There's no such thing as like saying for half the kosel chazis works, for half the kosel doesn't work. It's a takana. It's a takana to make the chazis. Without a takana, chazis would not work. So Chazal make a uniform takana. They're not going to make a takana for half a story, for half a chazir, and similarly they're not going to make a takana of chazis for half a kosel. Efshar, maybe that's what Ramban has in mind. Questions? Tom.
Based on the first answer of Ramban, what does he do with it? Meaning, he's saying that we can. You need to bring a raya that he didn't. Meaning, a chazis is not enough of a raya that only one guy did it. You need to bring an actual raya brura that the guy didn't knock him out. But don't we say he's bechazkas shalom nasan, actually raya shenasan? Meaning, the Malam Arabamas, we say he's bechazkas shalom nasan, actually raya shenasan.
He's bechazkas shalom nasan.
Right, so why would he need a raya brura that he himself did it? Isn't already bechazkas that only one guy did it?
No, he needed raya brura for the chelek lamata midalad amas. The second shutav is becheska shanosa. Becheska shanosa. So without a raya brura from the toveya, we're not going to listen to the taina. That's duration. The resha, the second shutav, is becheska shanosa. We assume that he gave it. He gave. Right? In the chelek lamata midalad amas, we assume that the second shutav gave. Because they can force each other, and he knows that he can be forced, so mistama he gave. So unless you have a raya brua, we're not going to be motzi from that milsa. Once you establish that he's becheska shanasan, so we're not going to be tovea him. He claims parati is becheska shanasan, unless we know for sure that he wasn't parah. But if it's not, then he's becheska shanasan. So once we establish that both of them built the kosel lemata midalat amas, so then now they're both a muchzuk in this kosel. So chazis is not gonna help to be motzi from that muchzakas. Chazis is not gonna help to be motzi from that muchzakas. So even if there's a chazis in the kosel, we don't say, oh, the chazis works for the chelek lemala midalat amas. No, it's not gonna work because you're being motzi from the muchzak. So why is he becheska shelo nasan in the seifa? Why? If chazis doesn't work, so why is he becheska shelo nasan in the seifa? What's the answer? Why is he becheska shalom nasan in the seifa? Anyone?
Eden.
That what? Exactly. Tosfos, right? We're talking about that. There are Eden. That he was Messiah. That he didn't want to. So that's why. But if there weren't Eden, then he wouldn't be becheska shalom nasan because chazis is not enough. Right? Zok the Ramban. Chazis is not enough even in the chelek lamala midalat amas because since he's muchzuk already in the kosa from the chelek lamata midalat amas, so to be motzi from the muchzuk, you need a raya brua and chazis is not a raya brua. So if you don't have Eden, it's not enough to be motzi from him.
How is his mukzakas in the bottom part of the kosel helping up with the top part of the kosel? The Mishnah says he's becheska shalom nasan on the top part of the kosel.
Because once we assume that the wall was built by both of them, so why should you say that they stopped in the middle? That's a chiddush. It's a suffix, but why should you say they stopped in the middle? You have someone who's a mukzak. You see, you basically want to say there are two walls here. There's the wall below Dalet Amos and there's the wall above Dalet Amos. But there really isn't. It's one wall. Right? It's one wall. Is it Nikar that they're two separate walls? There's one wall. So if there's one wall and he's Muxuk in Chelek, so isn't he Muxuk in the Kosa? He's Muxuk in the Kosa. So if he's Muxuk in the Kosa, then now you're coming to be Motzi. The assumption is that he did contribute to the Kosa. So now you're coming to be motzi from him, the chelek that's above Dalet Amos. So that's being motzi from a muchzik. Being motzi from a muchzik. I mean, the taina you're giving is basically the taina that the other Rishonim would say. Rabbi Natam says, what are you talking about? It looks like one wall, but halachically there are two different walls over here. So just because he's a muchzik in the part that's below Dalet Amos doesn't make him muchzik in the part that's above them. That's exactly what they're grappling with. You look at the wall as one unit, even though there are different svaras that apply to different parts of the wall. It's viewed as one unit enough to say that the muchzakas lamata midalat amas extends lamala. Or do you say no? It doesn't extend lamala. It's two different walls, so obviously we look at them differently. Okay, let's go back. So now the sefer, we started with the sefer. Now let's go one prat further in the sefer. We're still in the Mishnah. We haven't even gotten to the Gemara. Still in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says midalat amas ulamalon. We're not going to be mechayev him. We're not going to force him to pay. This whole becheska shalo nosan in the reisha in the seifa, that phrase becheska shalo nosan is really at the end of the Mishnah. We haven't even gotten to that. So midalat amasu lamala ne mechayev nosan. We're not going to force him to build it. Samach lokosal acher. Oh, now the plot thickens a little bit. Let's say the second shutav was samach lokosal acher. He built another wall opposite the wall in question. Even if he didn't put the tikra on yet, he didn't put a roof on, we force him to pay even lamala midal ramas in the original kosel. And here is Zokta Mishnah Becheska Shalonosan at Shiyavi Rashanosan. Here is Becheska Shalonosan. We assume that he didn't pay for the Chaylak Lamalami Dalad Amas at Shiyavi Rashanosan. What's the Mishnah saying? Zok Rashi. Samach Lokosal Acher, Laacher Shabanoho, Echad Lamalami Dalad Amas, Harbiv Larotsoho Acher, Lisayo Bahagba Oso. Let's say we know, right? As Rashi said in the previous Dibur, right, there were Adam that he was Tovei, and he said no. Right, we know that the first guy built the wall by himself. If we didn't know the first guy built the wall by himself, so then why is he any better than the other guy, right? This, we kept on saying this. So there were Adam that the Reuven, the first Shimon, built the wall. And now he's Tovei Shimon. Now Samach Lokos L'Acher, Shimon builds a wall next to the original wall. Right, there was a wall of Gvilva Gozes, right, a strong wall. And now Shimon builds some kind of a wall next to it. There's a side view. Okay, Shimon's house, right? It's a beautiful home. Doesn't looks like a tree. Okay, let's look through this a little bit better. I don't think they have to see that. God, you know, I didn't get such a great engineer to make this. I don't know. I'm trying to make some kind of a magic, you know? I don't know what homes look like, you know, in Washington Heights. Okay, whatever. The kids are... Right, you got a big home, but this is the chutz. So the...
It's okay.
Okay. Some of the homes in Cleveland are a little younger. Okay. Right, so there's this kosel. Samach l'kosel acher, the same height as the previous kosel, yeah? Rashi's entering into the mind of the individual. Right? He built this other wall. What's it doing that? A freestanding wall. What's the purpose of that? So stoma, it's kede lesakech veloses olav tikra mikosel lakosel. Avo bishlonosan olav adayin atikra. Says the Mishnah, he didn't yet put the tikra on. Some of the goes l'acher. Avu Yishlo Nasa Lava Esa Tikra Megagolin. All of us are cold. Says Rashi, the Goli Daita Dinichalei Behagbo Dehef. Once he builds the second kosel, so now he shows that he's Nichalei Behagbo Dehef. He shows that he's interested with the hagbo of the individual, so he's got to pay. And here he's Becheska Shlo Nasan in Bo Harishon V'Tovol Ledin L'acher Shosama Cheskosel L'Kosel Rishon. Why? He doesn't think that he's going to have to pay. He doesn't think he has to pay. So the chaylek l'mata midalad, he thinks he's going to have to pay, but this, he thinks he doesn't have to pay. He feels that, you know, he'll get a freebie. This guy, look, the first shutuf made the kosel l'mata midalad amas, not because he wanted to give him a retaining wall for the structure that he's building. He made it l'malam idalat amos. Why? L'malam idalat amos, what's the purpose of that? What could be the purpose of that, Zach? Why did he make it l'malam idalat amos, right? That's why you raise your hand. You want to answer the question?
Because, maybe.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Maybe shade or something like that?
Shade? No, I don't think so. Why did the second... Why did the first guy make it l'malam idalat amos? Why?
Hezekiah,
l'malam idalat amos? Yeah, because he wants to be sure. Right? He wants to be sure. He wants to make sure that the other guy's not going to take a ladder. He's not going to... I mean, Dalai Lama should be enough, but, you know, he's He's compulsive, right? He wants to make sure that no one can... He, you know, he has a pool there. He wants to make sure that no one can see anything. You know, who knows? Who knows? Someone will jump up high. They'll have a chair. They'll be playing ball, and someone will have a chair or something. Hey, he might be able to look over. So he wants to make it just a little bit higher. Right? He wants to make it, I don't know, 6 amas. 6 amas is taller. Right? You have that. There are the low fences, the low white fences, right? Then the higher white fences. Right? You've seen that before? Right, so he wants to make it even higher than the typical Hezekiah. So he built it to protect from Hezekiah. The other guy says, there's no Hezekiah with Dalet. I don't need more than Dalet Amos. So he thinks that he's not going to be able, that the first guy can't be Tovehim in Bezdin. He'll say, he built it for himself. He didn't build it for me. I shouldn't have to pay for it. So that's why it's Becheska Shalo Nasa. It's Becheska Shalo Nasa. He does have to pay, says Rashi, because Goli Adaita Denichale, one Samach Lokosel, Megaglin Olavis Akol, because he showed that he's Nichale Behagbah, so therefore he's going to have to pay. But he's Becheska Shalo Nasa, because we assume that he doesn't realize that he's going to have to pay, so that's why he didn't contribute. Okay. So it sounds from Rashi, the reason why the second Shutav has to pay, if Samach Lokosel Acher, is because we have an umdana in his das. We think if Samach Lokosel Acher, what's he doing with that wall? What's the bright idea? Clearly, he wants to make a shed. He wants to make some kind of a tikra across. Now the Mishnah says he hasn't done that as of yet, but it doesn't matter, right? We think that he's going to make a tikra across. So that's why he's chayav to pay avo bishelo nosan olavas tikra. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. In fact, the Ramban, all the Rishonim ask, how can we be Megalgel, Olavas HaKol? How can we force him to pay? He hasn't done anything yet. He built his own Kosel. What does the Kosel have to do with the Tikra? If he made the Tikra Mela, so then I understand you can force him. He's Nena from the previous Kosel, Lamala Midalat Amas, but here he's not being Nena at all. He built his own Kosel. Okay, so maybe he's on his way to building a structure. He's on his way to building the hut. But he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't built the hut yet. Zach, what's the question?
What is the Hayach and Rash on
here? Heich. The one. Where is it?
In the
The Goli Daite Denichle Behagbah the Heich. Of this one. Heich sometimes means Hayach. How is it possible, right? Heich, how's it possible? But here, heich means the one, this one, the other one. Halo. Hagbah da heich means this one's raising of the wall. Fregin the Ramban and the Ran, what's going on over here? How can we force him to pay even the Malami Dalet Amos? He hasn't done anything yet. What's the teretz of the Ramban? What's Ramban saying? Difficult Ramban, tough read. We spent a lot of time, Talmidim, spending a lot of time in Seder trying to figure out what this Ramban is saying. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Avo Bishlo Nosan, Olav Adayna, Satirka, the Goli Adayna, Nichalei, Bahagba, Adayich. Yeah. The two Heichs are not spelled the same. The Heich Ef Shalomar is supposed to be spelled Hey Yud Aleph, because it's Heyach is really the word. The other Heich is really supposed to be spelled Hey Aleph Yudchav. The Ramban spells it properly. Sometimes you find the Rishonim mix and match. I think that's what it's supposed to be. Interesting. Anyway, so in fact, Ramban V'yesh She'ela Shema Yitein Es Koros L'Ruach Acheres Al Kosel Atzmo V'lo Yismoch Olav. How can we be Megalgel Olav Asakol? Maybe he'll never be nosin esatikra. Maybe he'll be nosin esatikra l'ruach acheres. What does it mean? Ruach acheres hoisabo. What's kolei ben yifuna? What's he talking about over here? Shema yitin es karoso l'ruach acheres al kosel atzma v'lo yismach olav. How's he going to put the korah, the tikra? How's he going to put it? L'ruach acheres. What, he's going to put it this way? Yeah. Maybe he'll attach it to his house. He's building an extension, right? Some kind of a shed, some kind of a hut, some kind of, I don't know what he's building. Building whatever he wants, right? Sun deck, moon roof, moon deck, whatever. Building something. But why is he necessarily going to attach? He just built it. Built the kosa. Do you know which direction he's going in? You have no idea. No idea. So how can it be mechayev in fact the Ramban? Yeshlomar mikol makom tzorichu lekoslo shel chavero. Shim tisale koslo nimtza poritz ve'ein beso mukav kosa. Vos mentos. What is the Ramban saying? Mikol makom tzorichu lekoslo shel chavero. He needs the kosel of his friend. He needs kosel number one. This is kosel number two. He needs kosel number one. Shem tisalek koslo. If his kosel is removed, it doesn't say shem yisalek koslo. Shem tisalek koslo. If his kosel is somehow removed, if it falls, if it's somehow removed, nimsa porutz ve'en beso mukav kosel. So then he'll be porutz. His bias will not be mukav kosel. What's he talking about? But if this kosel falls down. So this kosel falls down, then the whole structure falls down. So he's going to be apart. Okay, so this kosel protects him a little bit. But how does this work exactly? So the stoma, we're talking about that if the kosel falls down, imagine, let's say the kosel is not, it's not standing properly, right? It starts to lean. Kosel starts to lean. He's afraid it's going to lean on someone and hurt them, right? So the kosel has to be taken away. So he takes away the stones. And he figures, why should I put up stones? Let me put up something else. Can you think of something else that you can put up to hold the tikra together? To hold it in place?
Extension,
Kundasin. Who said that? Kundasin. That's the lashon of the Rishonim, right? Maybe he'll just put up a little pole. Some kind of a little pole, right? He'll put up a pole. Some kind of a little pole. Okay, I'm not going to put a whole line because I want you to see it's like a pole, it's a coastal colder. Right? A coastal colder. It's not a real wall. See, the truth is if you look at this from an aerial view, it's really that he'll put up two kundasin, and this is the tikra. Right? Just two kundasin. You can see through. So he's nana from the coastal of the, we have our view in this way, and then we have the aerial shot. You know, this is a major photography as long as you get the point, that's all that counts. Right? So you can see through. So because you can see through, if that coastal falls, right, then he'll still be protected a little bit by the coastal of the friend. If he doesn't have the kosel, lamala midala namas, let's say the kosel is only up to here. So he's not protected, so he'll get rain and snow. Right? Even today he'll get snow. Right? Rain, snow, wind, sun. He's not protected, he's parts. So he wants the kosel to be the same height as his tikra, because then it protects him. So the Ramban. So that's why you can force him to pay. Right, the Rashi had said you can force him to pay because he's not from the kosel, because he's going to put the tikra on there. In fact, the Ramban, who says he's going to put the tikra there? Maybe he'll put the tikra running from his own kosel to his house. Maybe he's not going to use the kosel hashudfin, the kosel of the friend. So the Ramban, yeah, but even in such a case, he still is nenda from the kosel of the friend, because his kosel might fall down, and if his kosel might fall down, might be taken down, so then he still needs the kosel of the friend to make sure that it's not porutz. Even if he's going to support the tikra with kundasin, but he has to make sure that it's not parts, that it's not open, that he'll be exposed to the elements. So therefore he's nene, therefore goli adaita denichle. We say goli adaita denichle. It is goli adaita denichle, because we assume that this kosa, he needs the kosa, he wants the kosa, he likes the kosa, because it's going to help him, because he's going to put a tikra. Even if he'll put a tikra to the other way, but he still needs it, so it's still goli adaita denichle. This is how the Ramban interprets. It's very difficult. I mean, this possibility that his kosel is going to fall down. Why should kosel fall down? Why should it be taken away? What's the svara? Why should it be taken away? There's no reason for it to be taken away. It's a chashash. It might happen. Okay, but it's a chashash rachok. Like, what's the Ramban saying? So I thought the Ramban is making a tziruf. Like, the Ramban is trying to figure out, is it goli adaita denichalei or not? So he says in many scenarios, it will be Goliath Daita Dinichala. Right? If he builds the Tikra from his wall number two to wall number one, it's of course Goliath Dinichala. But even if he builds the Tikra the other way, in the other direction, there are circumstances where it still would be Nichale. Right? It's not like it's not Nichale with the original Kol. So it's just maybe he doesn't need it completely. But he does need it in a case where his wall falls down and then he's just going to have the Kundasin. So being Mitzarif, the two together, Ramban says, that's the Goliath Daita de Nichale. That's why we can force him to pay for the wall. Because there is enough of an umdana that Goliath Daita de Nichale. Even if the original Goliath, even if the original part of the umdana, the fact that if he has the kosel there, even though he didn't build the tikra, but we assume that he's going to build the tikra between his kosel and the kosel shuf, and the kosel in the middle of the, you know, kosel number one, between the two properties, even if that umdana is not strong enough, but we have another umdana to buttress. We have another umdana that he's nichale with the kosel, because once he has this other structure, if his wall has to be taken down, it's still necessary. Right, there's still a value in wall number one because he doesn't want to be parts. He doesn't want to be open to the elements. See, this trouble occurs when you look at the Ramban. If you look at the Ran, who echoes the comment of the Ramban, the Ran is much simpler. The Ran leaves out a lot of the details of the Ramban. He phrases it a little bit differently. So everything we said flows from the Ran much more easily. The Ran says samach lekosel acher, etc. Vimtomar, Vyamai Megalin, Olava Sakol, Shema Kishi Yikra Esbeso, Lo Yisma Karoso Boso Kosel, Elo Leruach Acher. The Ran is, how can we force him to pay? But maybe he's not going to put the Tikra over the wall that the other should have built. Yeshlomar Afilo Ochi Chayev, the Mikomokom Nasa Kosel Zem Mechitza Lebeso. That's all the Ran says. Right? The Ran says that how do we know that he's going to put the tikra on top between the two walls? Maybe he won't. Maybe he won't be somech a tikra on top of the kosel of his friend. Well, how's he not going to be somech the tikra on top of the kosel of his friend? He'll put it leruach acheres. Elo leruach acher. Maybe he won't be somech korosov beoso kosel. Notice. He won't be Somek Karosov Be'oso Kosel. Ela Leruach Acher. He'll be Somek his Tikra. He'll be Somek the Kosel, the Korah, Leruach Acher. What does that mean? He'll be Somek the Korah, Leruach Acher. He has this Korah that he's building. But who says he's going to be Somek it Le'oso Kosel? Maybe he'll be Somek it Leruach Acher. Maybe he means that he'll be Somek it to this Kosel. Maybe he'll make a kundis over here. Who says he's going to be somecha to that kosel? Says the Ran, no, afilo achi chayit, mikamakom nasa kosel ze mechitza lebeisa. This kosel number one, is a mechitza lebeisa. What does it mean it's a mechitza lebeisa? Whatever structure he's going to build, even if there are only kundisin, and it's parutz, so he needs something to close it off. So even if he's not going to use kosel number one as a support for the tikra, but he's still nene from kosel number one. Once he builds the second kosel, so we assume he's going to make some kind of a tikra. What does he have the kosel for? He's going to make a tikra. So once he makes the tikra, he's going to have a structure, so then he needs kosel number one. He needs the kosel of the first shutta because it has to close off the area. That it shouldn't be parts. So either if kosel number two is going to fall down, he needs kosel number one to make sure it's not parts, or even if kosel number two doesn't fall down, if we're talking about a situation where the structure is going to be between kosel number one and kosel number two, but if it's only going to be kundasin over here, it's going to be kundasin and it's going to be parts in the middle, so then he needs kosel number one to close it off, to make sure that it's not parts. So he is nene, and that's why we can force him to pay. Okay, this is how the Ramban and the Ran are interpreting the Mishnah. Okay.
You don't have to say the Hiladas.
The wall
should be Mechayev, I mean, even before he put up any wall. Because it was still, the wall is protecting regardless of
The wall is still active.
Yeah, but he can't use that area. It's not a structure for him. How is the wall protecting him? If we're afraid of the elements, rain and snow and sun, and so if he hasn't put up the tikra, how's the wall protecting him? Right? It's protecting him from the rain that might hit him this way, and the sun that might hit him this way, but by golly, you know, he doesn't have a roof over his head, so it's not really protecting him. It's only after he has the tikra that it's protecting him. But the question is it goli adaita d'nichale that we assume he is gonna build some kind of a tikra? And then whether or not he attaches the tikra to the wall, to the original wall, he'll still be nene from that original wall because he won't be paritz anymore. If he's not paritz anymore, that's also a hana, that's goli adaita d'nichale, then we could force him to pay. Rabbeinu Gershom has a similar approach, but with a twist. Because what's strange is that according to the Ramban and the Ran, it sounds like we're forcing this person to build a wall even before he's put a tikra up bechlal. It's like we're entering into his mind. We enter into his mind. This guy hasn't said anything. All he's done is he's built an extra wall. So we suddenly say, you built an extra wall. You know what you're going to do. You're going to build a tikra and you're going to be nana from the wall. I think of Casey. Like, what are you dreaming about? I didn't do anything. Like, what do you want from me? You can be machayev him to pay for the wall because he built an extra wall. Where's the tikra? Who tikra? What tikra? There's no tikra here. Bechlal. How come you force him? Sokta Rabbeinu Gershom. Samach lozeh. Shalonosa midalet amas ulamala. Ubonazeh bechelka kosal achar gavoa kemozeh. So he built a kosal that's the same height. Kemozeh she'd be a chavero mishalo. Yeah, she niskavin livno shneim biyachad. She yeh kosel zeh shigbi a chavero echad mikosel abayis. He's about to build a structure. He's about to build a structure, and he wants the original kosel to be part of the kosel abayis. How do we know that? Read on. Avo bishlo nosan olaves hatikra al kosel zeh shigbi a chavero. Avo bishlo nosan olaves hatikra vos meintas zokter Rabbeinu Gershom. Even though he didn't put on it a tikra, he put kundesin up in us in the lame as a tikra mitzad echad al kosolov. Avo became a galgalin olav esakol k'moshe mashahotzi ze al osogova yosr al dalid. Sh'avo mishol nosan a tikra olav nene humin akosel. V'hanoi machmash udar beveso al yidei osokosel. What's the Rabbeinu Gershom saying? He built another wall. And he didn't put a tikra on top of the other wall, but he put a tikra.
Sure.
A freestanding tikra? No. He's out kundasin. He built another wall. It's a real wall. But now he built kundasin here. So he's supporting... He's self-sufficient. He's self-sufficient. He's got kundasin. So his tikra is supported. But nevertheless, we can force him to pay. Why? Because he's nene. He's nene from the original wall. V'ha'anohi... Is a haggah here? V'ha'anohi machmashu dar beveso al yidei oso kosa. No, he's able to be dar beveso. He's able to be dar, not in his beautiful bias over here. He's able to be dar in his structure... Because of the original kosel. How is he able to be dar then? He's no longer parts. The original kosel is a mechitza that closes off the elements. He's able to be dar there. Machmas, the original kosel. Rabbeinu Gershom is learning exactly the same as the Ramban and the Ran in terms of the case, with one major difference. One major difference. What's that difference?
He's there right now.
He's there right now. What did he do right now? He put the tikra up already. Rabbeinu Gershom assumes, of course, he put the tikra up already. And why does he assume that, of course, he put the tikra up? Why do you think he assumes that he put the tikra up already? Why? Because if he didn't put the tikra up already, why is he chayav? Well, what hanah is there? That's the Ramban and the Ran's whole problem. They're trying to figure out what's the hanah. They say no, because we know we enter into his brain. Because why else could he be doing it? He wants to put the tikra up. Aye, but he could do it to the other direction. No, but even if he does it to the other direction, if his wall falls down, then the the original wall is still helping him, right? Zachter Avinu Gersh, what do you have to stand on your head for? The case of the Mishnah is where he did put the ticker up, but he just didn't attach it to the original wall. Right? He didn't attach to the original wall. He put it on the kundasin. So now we know that he's Goli Adaita Denichle. It's Gevaldik. You don't have any kashas, Rabbeinu Gershom says. Of course it's Goli Adaita Denichle, because he put the ticker up already. So that's why we can force him to pay. Why did the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, didn't want to learn like this? The Ramban and the Ran literally did stand on their head to figure out what is the Hanach? Where's the Gili Das here? Why did they not want to learn like Rabbeinu Gershom? Why?
The Mishnah says there's no
tikra. Exactly. The Mishnah says, Al-Mishnah Shalom, Nasan, all of us are tikra. The Mishnah says, that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even without the tikra, we can still force him to pay. What's the Rabbeinu Gershom doing? So he was Nachis. Rabbeinu Gershom knew the Mishnah. What did he say? That Al-Mishnah Nasan, all of us are tikra means what? Lo Nas, no, better. Better? Better, better? All of means what? On the original wall. He didn't. Olav doesn't mean on the new wall, that he didn't put up a tikra yet on the new wall. No. He put up a tikra on the new wall. But he was somech with kundasin on the other side. Lo nosan olav es tikra. He didn't put the tikra up on the original wall. Big chiddush in the Mishnah. Big chiddush in the text of the Mishnah. Because Parshat Pshat, it means he didn't put up a tikra b'chlal. Right? He didn't put olav, he didn't put a tikra on the new structure that he's building. Not he didn't put a tikra up on the old structure, that old structure that was already built. Come on, that's not the Parshat Pshat. Rabbeinu Gershom feels compelled to learn this way, though, because he says, if not, where's the Gilui Das? Who is the Gilui Das? How can you be Mechayev him? If you didn't put the ticker up, how can you be Mechayev him? What, you're imagining things? We don't imagining things in Beis Din, right? We have to have a clear proof of Gilui Das. There's no clear proof of Gilui Das, so why do you assume that he has a Gilui Das? Maybe he's going to build his own structure. What does that have to do with the original wall? Rabbeinu Gershom and the other Rishonim are learning the same pshat as to what the old, what the original wall is going to accomplish. It's going to prevent it from being parts, prevent his structure from being parts. That's all he needs it for. But the big difference between the two approaches is whether we're talking about a situation where he already built the tikra, but he supported it on kundasin, not the original wall. Well, no, he didn't build the tikra. It's all an imagination that we have, that we're thinking, I built the wall, the stomachs to put a tikra up, and he's going to be nana, so therefore we should be able to be mechayev. Okay. And obviously they're going to interpret Av Bishalo Shalbana Lavas HaTikra in two different ways. Either he didn't put a tikra up at Chalal, or he didn't put the tikra up attached to the original wall. Let's take it one step further. Which shita is more logical in terms of svar? Forget about the text. Okay, Rabbeinu Gershom has his approach. The Ramban and the Ran have their approach. So which approach is more svara, is more svaradik, is more logical in the Mishnah itself? What's the Mishnah trying to say? That Ava Bishlo Nosan Lovas HaTikra, once he puts up the kosa the same height as the original wall, then Magagal and Olavas HaKol, we can force him to pay for the whole thing. So what gives us the right to force him to pay for the whole thing? Goli Adaita Denichale, Rashi says. What's the Mechaev over here? So which Rishon is sitting pretty? Who explains very simply? Rabbeinu Gershom explains simply. What does he say? The Mechaev is what, Akiva? One word. Nene. He's Nene for the ghost. I mean, he said it. Ha-Hana, right? The Hana is X. He's Nene. Rabbeinu Gershom says he's Nene, because even though he didn't put up the Tikra, he did put up the Tikra. Even though he didn't put up the Tikra and attach it to the original wall, but the Tikra is up, attached to Kundasin. So he already is Nene from the original wall, because he's not Paratz. So if he's Nene, so of course he's going to be Chayef. But according to the Ramban and the Ran, why is he Chayef now? Why is he Chayef now? We can estimate, we can have an umda in his das from height is Morgan. We can be thinking from today to tomorrow, I know what he wants to do. He wants to build a tikra. He's going to play monkey business. He's going to build a tikra, attach it to the other wall, or maybe not attach it, but he'll be Gondor. That's very nice. But Tachas, is he Nene now? Is he getting Anon now? No, he's not getting Anon now. So it's Mechayev. You can be Mechayev later, but how can you be Mechayev now without Anon? On a hana, there's no chiyuv. Without a hana, there's no chiyuv. So what's the mechayev? What, we can force him to pay now, even though he hasn't put anything up besides the wall? There's no tikra? How can that be? If he's nena now, so I hear there's a makom for a chiyuv, but if he's not nena now, even if we think that that's what he wants, but so what? What's the mechayev? So the Rishonim address that. The Ran addresses it. What does he say? What does he say? What's the mechayev according to the Ran? What does he say? New hand. What does he say? What's the mechayev here? Nene? No, he doesn't say nene. What's the mechayev over here? What's the mechayev? Sorry? Zach lechasero. Exactly. Zach lechasero. It's built on his property. It's built on his property, the Ran says. Let's see it. Let's see the Ran inside. Samach lakos alacher, avish lanas lavas hatikra magadolin, olavas hakol, perish. The cave and the goli adaita de nicholei, ba'os obinyin, k'no ola alta. Shekevan shemach tzis mokam akosol shalohu, zoch solo chatzero. Afa pishlo omer lo habone tikna lo chatzercha. Shal das ken b'no'o she'yia shalo kol zman she'yitz. The bone didn't say tikna lo chatzercha. But even though he didn't say tikna lo chatzercha, the reality is that he was bone al das ken. And says that the one who built the koso was bone al das ken, that the second individual should be kona the chatzer, should be kona the koso. That his chotzer should be kon. His chotzer should be kon. So until Goli adaita de nichale, your chotzer can't be kon in balkorch. Right? Chotzer shalodam ain't kon and in kon lo shalomidaita. Gemara above Mitzia. Right? Can't be kon in balkorch. Oh, but once Goli adaita de nichale, then it can be kon. So what's the mechayv over here? The Gilui Das doesn't tell me that he's nene. The Gilui Das tells me now he's nichale. That his chotzer should be kon. So he acquires the kosel. That's the mechayev. Mechayev is you acquired the a chelik of the kosel, chatzia kosel, with your gilui das. Without the gilui das, your chatzah can't be kona shalomidaito. But now that he has the gilui das, now the chatzah is going to be kona. So zoch solo chatzero es a kosel. That's how the Ran learns. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba echo a similar sentiment, but with a little bit of a twist. I'm not sure if you noticed. Let's see the Rashba first. Samach lakos lacher, etc. The cave and the goli daite de nichale ba'oso inyan shabona chavero, miyad kona chatzi akosel levish azoksolo chatzero. Shachatzi akosel omid hu al chatzero. Shemokom akosel mishol shnevu. The Rashba also says that Zach Salachatzera. Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. Zach Salachatzera. Rabbeinu Yonah. Perish. The cave and the goli adaite nichale b'mashe gbiya chaver midal anamis olamala. Miyad kona chatzi akosel lefisha Zach Salachatzera. Shei chatzi akosel boni al chatzi chelko bekarka. So he invokes the Ran. Rabbi Yonah says, the other individual didn't say tikna l'chatzercha. Shari al korachacha shel ze b'na'o. Yocho ze lizkos b'chatzi akosel lehishtamish bo kevin shaboni b'chelko. Ela shi yischayev b'kach liten chelko chatzi ha-hotzo'a. Even though the bone didn't say tikna l'chatzercha, nevertheless, it's going to be kone, Rabbi Yonah says. Yochozel liskos bechatzi akosel lishtamish bo kevin shabonim bechelkel. El shischayev bekach liten chelkel chatzi haotza. The Ran, Rabbi Yonah, and the Rashba all seem to be saying the same thing. That zochs lo chatzera. But there's a major difference between their svar. What does the Ran say? Why is it that zochs lo chatzera? Why? He added a point that the others didn't. Rabbi Yonah was even clearer about this. Yes. Sorry. It's in his rishus according to everyone. What does the Ran say? What does the Ran say? Joe, you want to finish the job? What's the Gilui Das? What are you saying Gilui Das?
The Rashi doesn't mention that Gilui Das is a factor.
They all say Gilui Das, no? Perish the cave of the Goli Adaiti, Rabbi Yonah. Rajba. The cave and the Goli Daite de Nichale, but also they also Gilidas. What's the Ran saying? Let me read the Ran one more time. Okay? Just one line in the Ran. The Ran says, Kevin the Goli Adaite de Nichale, but also Binyan Kano. Okay? Shekevan Shemachtes Makama Kosa Shalohu Zoxlo Chatzero, Avubishlo Amelo Habone Tiklo Chatzero. Shall das kein beno'o sheyir shalo kozman sheyirza. Who has? What did he say to you?
It says, and, because when he built it, built it with his knife.
The bone has in mind that he should be kone, that his chotzer should be kone. The Ran is this idea that his chotzer is kone because the bone has that in mind. Al das kein beno'o, that the sheni should be zoch. It's not an automatic thing. It doesn't sound like it's an automatic thing. It's that al das kein beno. Rabbeinu Yonah, and I think the Rashba also, Rabbeinu Yonah is even more mafurish. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's not al das kein beno. No. What's his lashon again? Rabbeinu Yonah. Avo bishlo omer lo ze tikna lecha chatzercha, shari al karcha shol ze beno. He didn't say Tikla Chatzercha. He doesn't want it to be Kohen. He built it against his will. Like, he's not. Where are we? Yocho Zelizkos Bechatzia Kosa Leishtamishbo, Kevon Shabonui Bechelko. Elashi Eschaya Bechachli Dechelko Chatzi Haotza. He says that it doesn't matter whether the other guy wants it or not. It's not a function of the bone. It's a function of the fact that it's built in his rishos. Once it's built in his rishos, so then his chotzer is going to be kone. If Goliath died in Ichale. It's not that the bone wants him to be able to be kone and that's why he's going to be kone. No, it's that if Goliath died in Ichale and it's built in his rishos, memeila he's going to be kone. Memeila he's going to be kone. A nuance of difference. But they're both similar in the sense that both of them are saying that the reason why he's chayev is not because he's nana, but rather because he's kone the kosel. His chotzer is kone the kosel. Either because the bone built it al das ken that he should be able to be kone, or because it's built in his rishos memela, he's going to be kone. So it's the chotzer that's being kone. If the chotzer is being kone, that's why he's going to be chayev. But you need the gilei das in order for the chutz to be koneh, if not, his chutz can't be koneh. Comes the Ritva, and he suggests one final approach. Not that the machayev here is nene, not that the machayev is that the chutzer is going to be koneh, but something totally different. Let's see if you can chap this from the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? The hanochon, the kevan, I think this is the first Ritva we're having in the year. The Ritva in Bava Basra was printed, I think, a certain Rav Bloy, if I'm not mistaken. It's like a different, it's not the same Kovitz, you know, it's different than the Kovitz. It's not the regular, everything else in the Kovitz, even though they're different Rishonim, but the type is the same. But here, they literally just printed this Ritva. It's a classic. It's really a classic. It has footnotes and whatnot. It works through a lot of the Girsaos. It's a beautiful Ritva. Anyway, so what is the Ritva saying? The Hanochon, the Kevan de Bereshuso Omid, so far so good. Kevan de Bereshuso Omid, Kevan de Goli Daite de Nichale, Zachsolo Chatzero. Sounds like the same thing as everyone else, right? Bereshuso Omid, Goli Daite de Nichale, Zachsolo Chatzero, Veneschayev Bo, Shenasolo Kesoda Asuyolita, HaRabbeinu Yonah Zichrona Levrach. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. So, you read this and you say, okay, like, what's the point? Rabbeinu Yonah, we could see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. He didn't have Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, nothing more. The Kevan de Bereshuso Omei, Kevan de Goli, there are a lot of Kevans over here. Kevan de Bereshuso Omei, number one, it's in his Rishus. Kevan de Goli Daite de Nichale, number two. Zachsalo Chatzero Veneschayev Bo, number three. Zachsalo Chatzero. So far, so good, right? Shenasalo Kesoda Asuyolita. What did he just add? What's the Mechayev? Is the Mechayev Nenet? No. Is the Mechayev Chotze being Kone? not completely. What's the Rebbe Chaim? Yored. But how did he understand Yored? Like whom? Like whom?
Ramban.
Better? Like whom?
Ramban.
Like your Tav on Mitzia? Scares Paul.
Like whom?
Ramban.
Reb Naftali was in the Ramban. Remember? Yored is not, the Mechayev is not just Motzi Hotzoa Sal Piv, it's that he's Kone the Shevach of the Yored. His Chotzer is Kone the Shevach of the Yored. That's what he's saying. I mean, if not, what does he need the, you know, his Chotzer is Kone. Who cares about that? If it's an implicit Tzchiras Poland, just say he's a Yored and that's it. No, it's like a Soda Suyalita. Why is it like a Soda Suyalita? It's a Soda Suyaligdo. Because Goli Adaita Denichale. Once Goli Adaita Denichale, Midin Yored, you can be Machayev him. Why? Because he's Kone, the Shevach of the Yored. He's like a, the person who built the coastal is like a Yored. He's Kone, the Shevach of the Yored. So Midin Yored, you can force him to pay. If he's Kone, the Shevach, then he has to pay the Yored appropriately. He has to pay the Yored appropriately. So there are three approaches that we have so far. Right? We have who? We have Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom seems to say something about Nene. The Ramban and the Ran, that school of thought seems to be saying it's something about Kinyan HaChotzer. The Chotzer is Kone. Either because the Bona has in mind that he should be Kone, or because since it's in his Chotzer, he's going to be Kone. And then we have the Ritva, who says that he's Chayev Midin Yored because he's Kone, the Shevach of the Yored. What's a nafgemina between these approaches? What's a nafgemina? Could be the nafgemina is, how much does he have to pay? Think about it. If he's Chayev Midin, that his Chotzer is Kone, what's his Chotzer Kone? His Chotzer is Kone, the wall, the Evan, the stones. So he's got to pay the value of the stones. Right? If he's Chayev Midin Yored, does he only pay the value of the stones? That's what a Yored is paid? The Yored is paid the Shevach. Right? The stones, when they're built into a wall, now that's worth money. Right? It costs money to build a wall. It doesn't cost as much money to have a pile of stones. The pile of stones is just the stones themselves. The Yored gets more than just a pile of stones. If the Chotzer is Kona, the wall, for Chotzer's Kone of the wall, it could be that he's only chayav to pay for the stones that are on his Chotzer. Chotzer is Kone. Does he have to pay for the Shevach of the wall? The fact that there's now a Shevach in his property, who says? Not necessarily. If he's chayav midin Yored, or if he's chayav midin Nene, so maybe the payment is different. He's not just paying for the raw materials. Maybe he has to pay for the Shevach. Maybe he'll have to pay for the Hanah, and that's going to have to be estimated appropriately. Okay, these are the three shittas in the Sunnah. Next time, Mitzvah Shem Wednesday, we're going to have to discuss Tosfos. Because Tosfos, now that we have the shittas, now we have to look a bit more deeply. Tosfos really goes with the Nene approach. Tosfos assumes that we can force him, Goli Adaita Denichale, is Chayev Midin Nene. But Tosfos says, Nene, there's a problem with Nene. See, you aren't thinking it through. But the problem with Nen is that we know from the Gemara Bava Kama that what? That Zenene v'zevel chaser pot. So even if the second guy is Nene, the question that we have to address is, but if the original guy is not chaser, why is Nene going to be machayev him to pay? Right? That's the final word that we have to have. We have our three approaches. Now we have to pedal back. Rabbeinu Gershom said he's chayev in Nene, so... Next time we have to answer, if it's Zenon of Zelachosa, why Taka should he be?